you will hear a lot of these salams. You will see a lot of these Muslims. You could face a lot of these arguments. No doubt about this, no doubt about that. But all of these are nonsense, because they want something. The only exception is these people that we are talking about. They changed. How? First of all, they died from this. So they are alive with that. Means they let go of the logic of the animal and they hang on to the argument of the spirit. They give up the animal life to have the spiritual life. This is how they are different. And I'm talking about this because you should understand the price we are ready to pay for the thing that we receive. The price of arriving there is to kill the ego. By killing the ego, suddenly we become a spiritual. We get rid of it. Yes, it's important, it's the base, but when you let it go, something will happen which is completely different. This is the wisdom we want to talk about. Yes?
The death of the body and self-discipline is life. The sufferings of this body are everlastingness to the spirit.
You see? You said, okay, this is how it works. We saw it. It happens always like this. You give up the body, you save the soul. This is how it happens. When you have difficulties, you are alive because you're dealing with it. And you know that all the pain to the body, to the physical existence, will save the spirit. Yes?
That wicked man had lent ear. He was hearing from his cock the news of his death.
Suddenly, the guy is listening. Why? Because he's a cheater and he was trying to listen from the keyhole in the door, something like that. This is how he will receive the last explanation. He didn't just hear that, okay, tomorrow he will die. He could listen then and go. And Rumi stopped to explain all of this and say, and the guy was listening. Now, look at him. Yes.
How that person ran to Moses for protection when he heard from the cock the announcement of his death. When he heard these things, he started running in hot haste. He went to the door of Moses, with whom God conversed. He was rubbing his face in the dust from fear, saying, "Save me from this, O Kalim." He said, "Go, sell thyself and escape, since thou hast become expert in avoiding loss. Jump out of the pit of death. Throw the loss upon true believers. Make thy purses and scripts double. I beheld in the brick this destiny, which to thee became visible only in the mirror."
This is an old saying in the Iranian literature. The thing that Sheikh could see in a block of dirt is something you cannot see in the mirror. That's the way they look. Here, what happened? The guy heard this. Suddenly what? Back to the Moses. What? You ask him something, he gave you something. But yes, this is the habit of this kind of people. When they get something, they don't let go of that door. Again and again. Here again, and said, "Oh, Moses, save me." He said, "Me? You are the expert. You became the expert of jumping out. Go and sell yourself." Then what? Then he tried to explain to him what happened here. Because the guy doesn't know what happened. The guy thinks that, do you remember what he thinks? He said, "I'm clever. I saved my properties and all that." He never thought that if I'm selling this horse to this fellow and taking money, this horse dies tomorrow. So I stole the money of this fellow. I got that from... He even doesn't think about the other people. Here Moses, Rumi, we're saying, you see, I told you all the story, and you didn't have any question that. Then what happened to the guy? Because the guy who bought this, let's say the mule, and mule died, normally what happens? He will come back, they will fight, he will say, this was half that. No, none of those sceneries here. Because the guy is selfish. This is what the ego is. He thinks about, yes, I'm saved. He doesn't think that I put the other people in a miserable situation. They lose. About the loss of the people, he didn't think. Now, Moses is reminding him, yes, you are the fellow who brought the loss to the people. And this is something which is obvious. You should have known it. I could see it even in a non-mirror. And now the mirror is in front of me. You. What is the mirror in front of the guy? Moses. Moses is in front of us. Now you see it in the mirror what I said before. Yes.
The intelligent man sees with his heart the end at the first. He that is lacking in knowledge sees it at the end. Once more he made lamentation, saying, O thou who hast goodly qualities, do not beat me on the head, do not rub into my face.
Why not? What is that request for? But before that, Rumi said, the wise fellow at the first step will see the last. Do you remember? He talked about it before in book 2, explained it that this is it, agriculture, the idea, the thing that is in our mind. Here, he'll make it simple that the wise fellow will see the turning around and changes. And he will see it what? By a little bit knowledge, you could see it. You don't need a lot of knowledge to see the future. You don't need to be very clever to know that a dying horse being sold to the fellow will lose money. It's not a long philosophy conversation here. It's action and reaction, as simple as that. Yes.
That sin issued from me because I was unworthy. Do thou give good recompense to my unworthy action.
Why? Yes, again.
He said, an arrow sped from the archer's thumbstall, my lad. 'Tis not the rule that it should come back to the source.
Do you remember this conversation? In book 2, he talked about it a lot. In the story, which is the extension of my preferred story, he talked about. He said, look at this existence. This existence is just like one arrow flying in the air. You could see the arrow, but you don't see the fellow who shot it. You could see the existence, but you don't see the creator. And he explained a lot of the stuff in that arrow. Here, he will bring it. Because over there, he explained, he said, there is one thing we know about this arrow. It will not go back. If you break this one, you don't break the fellow who did it. So try to understand it. Here, Moses will say, this does not go back. You cannot say, oops, and eliminate it. I have to pay the price for that, because this is the process. Of course, something could be done, but completely rub it out, No way. Because whatever you do, that cause has a lot of chain of effects that has started already. It's not only one stuff. Yes, in here you see only yourself, but even here you don't pay attention to the people around you. Okay, I should save you. What about the guy who lost the money when he bought your horse or mule? Should I pay them back? Could I? And what will happen then? What about them losing their trust in the people? And so on, shall I go on? It's like this. It's like something is flying in the... This is what existence is. Yes?
But I will crave a good dispensation that thou mayest take the faith away with thee at that time. When thou hast taken the faith away, thou art living. When thou goest with the faith, thou art enduring.
Okay, let's go back to the cock. The city cock was not lying. He was correct. He was saying what will happen. This fellow had changed it all, right? Okay, now the cock said, the fellow will die. What shall we do? Moses will say, you will die. But of course, I can do something for you that you will not lose your faith. Because if you don't lose your faith, you will be alive somehow. But you know that the guy didn't have faith. Now Moses is giving the gift of faith to him, because faith will save him. Yes?
At the same instant, the Kharasha became indisposed, so that he felt qualms, and they brought the basin.
Why the basin? When somebody wants to vomit, they will bring the biggest one, not to spoil and stuff, right? But this is something that we saw it before. The cock was saying that even if you put one of these basins on my head, I could realize when the sun comes out. And this basin is very, very famous in Persian language, historically. Because when you wash something, you do something, normally you want to hide it. One of the biggest stuff in the house is that one, which they carry it up and down, because they bring the stuff down here, they wash the clothes and stuff, then this basin helps them to take it up, right? Up there, they try to put all the dresses to dry out, and they are careful to put them somewhere that nobody could see, because there is your pants over there, underwear, and all that stuff, right? So normally, you try to hide it that you went up there and did something. But the wind will make this stain to be dropped down. What will happen? The loudest noise ever. So everybody knows that you were doing it over here. So when they want to say that you have no reputation anymore, you lost all your good reputation, they will say your stain dropped down. So this is that stain. And he will use it over there.
The basin.
Yeah. Basin.
Sorry, you said stain. Sorry, you said the stain drops out.
Tashdut of thought.
Right, basin.
Yeah. So here Rumi used it over there. The cock will say that even underneath that, I know what's happening. Here is a ha ha ha. Suddenly, the guy started to vomit and they blotted in. Yes?
'Tis the qualms of death, not indigestion. How should vomiting avail thee, O foolish, ill-fortunate man? Four persons carried him to his house. He was rubbing one leg on the back of the other. If you hearken not to the